concerned about the well-being of humankind as a result of the disastrous impact of climate change, our association members from different countries in Africa organized and hosted the Be Organic Vegan to Save the Planet live video conference in the largest city and capital of Togo, the city of Lomé, on May 9, 2009. Supreme Master Ching Hai graciously accepted the invitation to be the guest of honor and shared her insights on the issue. Approximately 2,000 participants from all walks of life attended the conference, including important personages such as Mr. Ahume Sunu Silegoji, Secretary to the Presidency, Mr. Leandre Gebenyeji, Representative of the Mayor of Lomé, Mr. Kwabina Owusu Akimpong, Deputy Minister of Tourism from Ghana, Thomas Took, representative of the Cameroon community, Dr. Kwasi Ofe Agyemong, the much-respected vegan naturopath, and Togo's famous singer, Vanessa Woro. The Be Organic Vegan to Save the Planet was broadcast live on Nana FM, Nostalgie, Sport FM in Togo, Hot FM in Ghana, and Tokpa FM in Benin. In appreciation of artistic contribution during the Be Organic Vegan to Save the Planet conference, Supreme Master Ching Hai sends gifts to all performers. For their heartfelt performance, Supreme Master Ching Hai sends her number one international best-selling books, The Dogs in My Life, The Birds in My Life, and The Noble Wilds to the children. We now invite you to join us for the rebroadcast of the live video conference with Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled Be Organic Vegan to Save the Planet, held on May 9, 2009 in the city of Lomé, Togo.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
The second question is from Madame Tapsoba Christine, who is high school teacher, owner of two vegetarian restaurants in Ouagadougou, member of many association vegan.
Welcome, Madame.
Bonjour, maître.
Bonjour, madame. Ça va?
Oui, ça va, merci.
Merci pour venir.
Merci. Alors, ma question, c'est que dans les ouvrages, dans les contes et dans les livres, il y a encore beaucoup d'écrits qui s'opposent au végétalisme. Alors, s'il vous plaît, maître, qu'est-ce que nous pourrions faire pour enseigner le régime végétarien pour l'éducation de nos enfants dans les écoles? Merci.
Merci à vous. Noble Mrs. Tapsoba. It is a big task and a noble task. You are a teacher.
Yes.
Mrs. Tapsoba, and a vegetarian restorator. You must be a very busy lady. So I'm very impressed with your dedication already. I also feel very confident that you will find a way to help the young people lead a completely animal-friendly lifestyle. But to share a few ideas that perhaps you didn't think of already, it is, of course, a very good idea to introduce children to the benefits of eating healthily and sustainably from earlier on. One way to do so is we can introduce animal-friendly material that is also vegan, by the way. There is a lot of vegan information also available, both online and in print. So you could select positive story books for the children with animals as the main characters. Movies can also be very helpful in bringing the animals to life. There are also many movies that offer loving depictions of animals. As for food, you can make veggie eating fun and cool. One study found that giving the fruit and vegetable different names you know, interesting names like power peas or tomato burst, yeah, increases their popularity with the children. So you can also help cultivate the natural, loving nature of children through field trips to a farmed animal sanctuary where they can interact with the animals and see how sweet they are. Children themselves have said that when they get to know the animals, they cannot eat them anymore because they realize that the animals are their friends and so lovely. If you cannot afford to buy many materials, you can be creative and make them, or even involve the children in projects to make animals friendly things. You can also seek out the writings of people who uphold values of compassion and introduce them to your students as exemplary figures whose values they can admire. If you wish for any materials at all that are freely available from suprememastertv.com, you are more than welcome. There are some lists of people from top-class athletes to celebrities who are also vegetarian or vegan, some of the people known for their genius level of intelligence and creativities have also upheld the compassionate ideals of being veg. Students are probably already familiar with names such as Socrates, Albert Einstein, Leonardo da Vinci, etc., etc. You can inform them that these people were also vegetarian. Freely available as well are programs with exemplary persons, philosophers, and even a full range of international cooking shows that demonstrate just how easy it is to be veg. Children naturally love animals and they understand what is good right away because they are so pure and open. Once you start looking for materials to be inspired by, your search will be ever exciting and will never end. I can guarantee that. And once you are excited, your classes will also be too. Thank you for thinking of the children, and heaven bless you, Madame Christine, for what you're doing to help the children and the planet.
Merci.
Merci, Madame.
Thank you, Master.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production: swine flu, Ebola Reston virus, MRSA or methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, infection linked to livestock antibiotics. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella. Bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer. Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. at least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance. Plus more.
Next question from Dr. Johnson Charlemagne at Saint Joseph International Private General Hospital.
Welcome, sir.
Merci beaucoup. Cher maître, tout d'abord recevez mes chaleureuses salutations et félicitations pour le travail noble qui se fait. Vous imaginez que ma question aura un rapport avec ma profession. Vous n'êtes pas sans savoir que le paludisme, le sida et la tuberculose engendrent un fort taux de décès dans les populations d'Afrique. Pourriez-vous nous dire quels sont les avantages pour ces patients et pour la population en général d'un régime végétalien? Merci.
Merci, docteur. Dr. Johnson, I am honored to speak with you. For the people that already suffer from disease, the vegan diet will help because it boosts immunity and does not contain toxin like meat. Scientific research has revealed that red meat actually contains a substance that attracts disease, such as the bacteria E. coli, which attacks the body and weakens the immune system. Whereas the veg diet helps the body become stronger in warding off diseases. So changing to the vegan diet can help strengthen and stabilize any physical condition, doctor. In the case of malaria, there's one village even in Ghana where a regenerative health program has been conducted by the African Hebrew Israelites of Jerusalem, working together with Ghana's Ministry of Health. In this health program, hundreds of villagers switch to a vegan diet, vegan agriculture, and green living. Before, this village had a very high infant mortality rate of almost 30%. The villagers had malaria 2-3 times a year. But after the village became more vegan, every single baby lived. And for more than 20 years now, there have been 0 cases of malaria. 0. And people with AIDS are recovering even better because of a strengthened immune system that the vegan diet gave them. So people who are vegetarian seldom are afraid of getting diseases. It is a double shield of protection, not only in physical senses, but also in an invisible spiritual sense. Please inform your patients about this. Thank you, Dr. Johnson. God bless you and your patients.
Thank you, Master.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming, plus more.
Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
Next question from Mademoiselle Sampoukdou Cécile. She is accountant at Observateur newspaper in Burkina Faso, vegetarian also.
Bonsoir, Maître. Merci pour
Bonjour.
Tout ce... Merci pour tout ce que vous faites pour nous. Merci pour tout ce que vous faites pour l'humanité. Je vous aime énormément. Ma question est, le sujet principal dans les informations aujourd'hui est la rapide propagation de la grippe porcine. Pourquoi voyons-nous tant de maladies que les hommes peuvent contacter des animaux? Avec la maladie de la vache folle, la grippe aviaire et en ce moment la grippe porcine, les animaux n'essaient-ils pas de nous envoyer avec amour le message que la consommation de la viande n'est pas bonne pour les hommes?
C'est ça. C'est ça, mademoiselle. Yes, yes. It's like that. It's like what you said, mademoiselle. Indeed, you're right. The animals and the universe are giving a message. However, it's not that the animals even care about themselves so much, even though the conditions they endure and some of the diseases are already terrible for them. For the ones raised to go to the slaughterhouse, every day from their birth is a day of misery, never feeling the sun and being deprived of every natural instinct. But they just go through without complaint. Even to take the blame for the disease, that is not their fault, is not their making. For example, the pigs who get this flu virus, did they want it? Did they create it? No, no. The conditions they are living in are deplorable, and is the real cause of the flu. Dr. Michael Greger, Director of Public Health and Animal Agriculture for the U.S. Humane Society, has stated that in factory farm conditions, 5,000 or 6,000 animals are put together in a single building. The overcrowding, the stress that attacks the immune systems and antibiotics they are given, which we eat along with the meat, by the way, the ammonia from their waste burns their respiratory tracts. The filth where all kinds of microbes will grow. Plus, there is no sunlight. Dr. Greger said that these conditions create a perfect storm environment for the emergence and spread of virulent strains of influenza, like the swine flu that you have mentioned. Dr. Gregory Gray, another medical doctor and professor of epidemiology in the U.S., also found that people who worked in factory farms are 50 times more likely to have contracted pig viruses in the past. In the case of the swine flu, that spread around the world right now. The World Health Organization has confirmed more than 3,000 cases in humans worldwide, cautioning that it's still not yet over, and that we hardly know how aggressive the virus is and will become. It could get worse even, and it could infect 1/3 of our planet's population, they expected. So yes, the animals do want humans to wake up to the dangers that we are creating. Not just for them, but for humankind. However, these animal-related diseases are very clearly our own making. So we need to reverse this cycle and make a fresh start. Stop killing, live and let live. Because even though the animals themselves are forgiving, the physical law of the universe states that for every action there is a consequence. So if we wish to live healthily, happily ourselves, we should let others live likewise. This is the best guideline. If we live in peace with other beings, meaning we don't try to make them our food, we don't make them suffer, then we will never worry about disease, and our life and the planet will be quickly like that of heaven. Thank you, Mademoiselle.
Merci.
Thank you, Master.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
May I ask the next question on behalf of former President of National Assembly and former Prime Minister of our country, Togo, Dr. Kodjo Agbeyome-Mensah. We notice that in Africa, most people do not show concern about the issue of global warming. They pinpoint Westerners as responsible for this calamity because of the large-scale animal agriculture practices there. What could you tell Africans to let them understand that the issue is a common threat and therefore it must be a common concern for all Earth inhabitants? What is the advice you will give us to motivate them to change their diet?
Could you please tell the esteemed Dr. Kodjo that I thank him for his insightful questions and concern. I'm very touched that he shared his thought with us and his support to send a question in the interest of his fellow citizens. Well, I'm sorry, Dr. Kodjo, that global warming does not spare anyone. Each person is responsible to do their best in awakening noble qualities in themselves to save the planet, and of course their lives and the lives of their family. Also, Africa has not been spared the effect of global warming. As early as 1997, a United Nations document refers to desertification, which came from people removing the protective mangrove trees on the western coast of Africa. The reason was understandable. They need wood for fires and for home building. However, the trees lost resulted in salt water contamination of crops and also a loss of coastal biodiversity. While it may be true that other countries in the world are responsible for larger releases of greenhouse gases, there are also situations that are direct cause and effect within Africa. Another situation that has had drastic effects within Africa is drought. But the biggest cause and effect is on an individual level, that is meat consumption, or I should say meat, fish or egg, milk consumption. This category of food, meaning animal products, is truly one of the biggest, or I shall say the biggest ever, contributors of global warming. The biggest contributor to global warming is animals' product industry. In terms of drought, you see, one serving of beef on average requires 1,200 gallons of water to produce, while an entire vegan meal takes only 98 gallons. That is 12 times as much water to produce the same amount of energy from food. And in this, I describe only the physical situation. Along with the physical is the reason behind, which is that we must switch to a more compassionate way of living in order to survive. At the same time, please remember that global warming is not about blame. We all have a shared planet and we have shared responsibility. And we all want it to be saved for every one of us. Just like in the human body, if one area is hurt, it will affect the whole body as well. So even if the injury came to Africa from another part of the world, we should all fix it, because we want the entire body to be well again. So, and that is very good for us to have such a noble intention, helping to save the world. Because every good deed helps balance the entire planet's karma, meaning the atmosphere, the energy. So that is the key, to be veg and spread the message of compassion, to let people know that they can really make a difference. And we each can, through the choices we make in putting food on our plate. Please try to inform your people that peace and the survival of our planet begin at home, begin on our plate. Thank you very much, sir. God bless you.
Thank you, Master. Thank you very much for your answer.
Welcome, love.
C'est une conférence très instructive parce que ça traite d'une question d'actualité et très prominente.
Voilà.
Ça parle de la survie de la nature, de l'univers et puis des espèces, en l'occurrence l'espèce humaine, qui en pâtit aujourd'hui à cause de son exploitation abusive des autres espèces naturelles. Ceci vise en fait, au cours de cette conférence, à sensibiliser des gens sur la nécessité de préserver son environnement en ne consommant pas les espèces vivantes comme des animaux de la brousse, même des poissons par exemple. Voilà. C'est une solution que je vais trouver efficace sans doute parce que une fois qu'on devient végétarien, de facto, on ne consomme plus les espèces, les animaux, la viande et autres. Donc, de facto, ça va aider à diminuer l'exploitation abusive de l'autorité humaine sur les autres espèces de la nature. Parce que c'est toujours dans la consommation de la viande qu'on est amené parfois à utiliser certains combustibles, par exemple le feu. Parce que c'est avec la création du feu qu'on a eu l'idée de l'élevage. Et l'élevage devait nous procurer la viande. Donc une fois qu'on devient végétarien, c'est comme un retour vers la physiocratie. Donc c'est une bonne solution. Sincèrement, c'est une noble mission pour moi de le faire et d'être même motivé parce qu'il y a toutes les raisons pour l'être. Et puis je pense vraiment qu'il n'y a pas plus grand sacrifice quand il s'agit de préserver la nature, l'humanité. Puisque nous-mêmes, nous l'avons hérité de la part de ceux qui nous ont précédés. Donc c'est d'un noble devoir de pouvoir contribuer à préserver ça pour les générations futures.
Thank you for your warm-hearted company on today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Please join us again tomorrow for part 5 of Be Organic Vegan to Save the Planet. Now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Golden Age Technology, coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. May your life be always graced by truth, beauty, and virtue.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW